You'll be glad to know this is one of the days of the year where the directives for priests say that the homily is to be brief. And of course, there's a particular reason for that. We just listened to basically two chapters of Matthew's Gospel of the Passion of the Lord, and you can't do it justice. It would take truly hours to reflect on the whole of the Passion. And so this morning, I just want us to think a little bit about what we just did. We symbolically gathered in the Marian Garden with our palms, just like the people did for the coming of the Christ back when his Passion first started. They were waving their palms in great joy, acclaiming him, "Hosanna to the Son of David." And they were pretty sure that he was at least a prophet. And just 5 days later, they're screaming for his death. Now, when we listen to the Passion, I hope each of us would desire to be St. John, or Mary Magdalene, or the Blessed Mother, or Mary the wife of Joseph and James, or Mary the wife of the sons of Zebedee. But that's only five people. The reality is most of us would be the crowd. We'd be clamoring for the Lord on one day, and we'd be screaming for his death a few days later. Now, obviously, none of us were there 2,000 years ago, but we do it in a different way now. We do it with our sins. And what's so striking about this week is that at any moment, the Lord could have said, "Forget you people." He could have come down right off the cross and start raining down thunderbolts and lightning, but he didn't, because he was coming to do something out of a love that you and I cannot comprehend. But that love is individual, particular, and specific. It's personal to each and every one of us. He did not get up on that cross and die for humanity. He died for every man, woman, and child from Adam and Eve until the last day. And it was all done out of love. And so this week, I think that should be the focus of our meditation. Certainly we can take different parts of each day of the Passion and meditate on that. But the overriding theme of the week is this is the greatest act of love known to the universe. And it was done for you and for me.